Welcome to episode 4 of The Guest List. Can you believe we've done 4 of these already? Fantastic.
Is it 4 already?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. We started with Jeff Plankenhorn, then we had Jamie Harris, and then we had Alex Teller. Now, Chicago Farmer is number 4.
That's my lucky number.
Okay. Well, it was very lucky for us because it was a really cool podcast.
I agree. It was a great crowd. It was a great evening. We did it on a Tuesday night and packed the house.
As I mentioned in the podcast, it was the third time that he'd played on that property, but the first time he'd played in that particular spot, and he's never played the same place twice. And in Effingham, I bet you he's played 7 or 8 different locations in Effingham and maybe 15 or so shows.
Well, over the course of those shows, I've gotten a chance to, well, number one, become a huge fan myself of what Cody does, Chicago Farmer. And I love watching people see him for the first time, actually. Like, he's got these little surprises in songs, and you know they're coming after you've seen him play them before. And you always get to see somebody experience it for the first time, and that's always really cool that he has that effect on people.
We should clarify that Cody Decoff is Chicago Farmer.
I love those guys.
And so, so he has a band called the Field Notes, and so if you see Chicago Farmer, that means it's a solo show, and if you see Chicago Farmer in the Field Notes, it's a band show, and that's how that goes.
I just want to point out that we have him on this podcast because he's a great songwriter, writes great catchy songs and great stories, and he also not only has these great songs but all this tremendous work ethic and savvy and like learning from experience of being on the road, playing all these places around here, trying to stretch himself out on the road, and he's just been gaining steam for 20 years now.
Yeah, he's very smart about how he spaces out his bookings, and he doesn't try to saturate a market, and that's really, I think, wisdom in action right there.
But the most important part is the songs, man. Everybody loves the songs.
And I got to tell you, when I first met him, I thought he had a really cool voice, and I thought he was a really good entertainer, but I was not totally like blown away with his songs. But I have to say, for the last 2 albums he's made, the songs he's writing now are really great songs, and hats off to him for just not resting on his laurels, you know?
Yeah, I like how he talked about in the podcast about feeling challenged by, you know, somebody else put out an album. Oh, crap, I got to keep up.
Right, exactly. Cool, well, we should get started. Let's welcome Cody.
Welcome to The Guest List. Presented by Paas Music Works, a 501c3 not-for-profit, bringing music and musical events to downstate Illinois. We'll talk to songwriters and learn about what makes them tick and how they came to write their most popular songs. It's where you've always wanted to be, on The Guest List. Here's your host, Bill Paas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Guest List here at the Paas Music Works offices here in Effingham, Illinois. We are recording a podcast in front of a live audience, and our guest today is Chicago Farmer. Come on up.
All right. Here's a little introduction.
He could always be found in the backyard. The bases he'd round until it grew too dark. When his time came, he didn't hesitate. They put him in the game and he stepped up to the plate. He was thinking curveball, but he got instead 95 miles an hour right into his head. He hobbled down to first with a lump on his face, and on the very next pitch he up and stole second base. With greatest speed he wasn't born, but he had the dirtiest uniform. With the greatest speed he wasn't born, but he had the dirtiest uniform. Board was out of touch, kids were out of reach, She never gave up on her passion to teach. And even though the school's on the wrong side of the tracks, she crossed over and she came and gave back. We knew she could have left, but she stuck around to get everyone else's feet back on the ground. Then we would thrive and we'd achieve, 'cause she's the first one to arrive and the last one to leave. From the wealthiest town, she wasn't born, but she had the dirtiest uniform. From the wealthiest town, she wasn't born, but she had the dirtiest uniform. Both of them folks, they were heroes to me, and I grew up with hopes of something to be. I'd watch him play, listen to her teach, and I set out on my way to practice what they preach. So I heard my calling and I found my thing. Now I spend my Tuesdays just falling down trying to sing. But I get back up just like they taught, and I keep on working with the tools that I've got. With the prettiest voice, I wasn't born, but I'll have the dirtiest uniform. With the prettiest voice, I wasn't born, but I'll have the dirtiest uniform. Names in the lights, get out of the van. Tonight playing on the guest list, Effingham. Putting in the miles, living the dream. It's all worthwhile the times you take one for the team. With catchiest sound, we weren't born, but we've got the dirtiest uniforms. With the catchiest sound, we weren't born, but we've got the dirtiest uniforms. Oh, the catchiest songs I don't perform, but I've got the dirtiest uniform. Thank you.
Twenty years,
that's kind of my theme song.
Yeah, right? I guess
yeah.
So. Yeah.
I was gonna call it Midwest Stubborn. The Midwest Stubborn Tour. But instead,
Stubborn Accents.
Exactly. I feel like you have to take advantage of the milestones.
I noticed one of our patrons tonight has a now appearing at the top of the poster shirt on from the Moccasin Creek Festival.
Nice.
It brings us back to the what was that song about the
Working on it.
Working on it. Yeah. That's a favorite in the Passalacqua household, I can tell you.
It's
kind of the opposite end, though, right?
It only takes 20 years to move up the ladder sometimes.
Well, we're glad that you've been we've been on your trip with you.
Yeah,
for that.
Thank you. I love the community down here. It's special.
So how did you? I mean, this is always like the question, right?
Sure.
How did you come to write that? Were there actual people or?
I shouldn't start this being in Effingham, Illinois, but I grew up a Cubs fan, and Ron Santo was my favorite baseball player.
Okay.
Who was not even in the top 5,000 baseball players of all time.
Right.
But his uniform was always dirty, and he was always hustling, and he was always like kind of like doing things for the greater good. And he just played baseball because he loved it. And then when he finished playing baseball,
he had diabetes and they cut off both of his legs, and went into the broadcast booth, and because he loved baseball so much that he just stayed with baseball and became a commentator, and you could just hear the joy in his voice about it.
Right.
That was the first verse, and then the second verse was my mom and my wife, and I come from a long line of teachers who've inspired me.
Right on.
And growing up in my small town, I think I just started noticing things in people early on because I had nothing else to do. And then in study hall, I would take what I saw and start writing it down. And I remember there was this lady, she was a custodian in our high school, in our grade school. And my mom was a teacher, so I would get to school early. I had to go to school early every day with show up with my mom. I remember there was this custodian, and she was already there when we got there. And then after school, I would go to baseball practice. And after baseball practice, I would stop at the grocery store and get a candy bar. And that custodian would be working at the register for like her second job. And then on the weekends, we would go to the Legion and get breakfast. And I'd see her. She'd be serving breakfast there on Sundays. Wow. And I was like, man. So I don't know. That's kind of where the song came from.
Right.
And then, of course, I have to throw myself in there at some point.
So,
because I'm a folk singer.
Let's talk about that.
So the last third and fourth verses are about me. But, you know.
So did you, I hate to give it all away, but did you face people telling you that your voice was not appealing or that?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've loved your voice since I first heard it.
I appreciate that. A couple people have said that, but I'm not the same way. I remember...
Do you think your voice has developed, or do you think that people have
just
come around?
Yeah, I think it's gotten stronger. It's gotten stronger where I can actually sing in front of people.
Okay. Well, thank God.
honestly, I'm a manager's nightmare, because for the first 5-6 years of my career, I just... I was a singer who didn't want to be heard. I know that sounds weird. I would literally, I would hear myself on, an answering machine, and I would just cringe. Mm. Yeah. But I just love to sing. That's the Midwest over. And I knew I wasn't good at it, but I just loved to do it so much that I kept doing it. And, I've gotten a lot of love from it, but I've also gotten a lot of flack for it. But I don't know, it's just the voice I have, so I try to make it better.
I have a very similar... background. That was like my brothers used to beat me up when I was trying to sing along with Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Yeah.
in the back seat. But do you now because over the time of recording 5 albums and all that, for me, I know what my voice sounds like even when I'm not hearing it. But when I first heard my voice, it was like, oh my God, that's not my voice. That's some dope.
It helped me to hear myself in a good situation. And good sounding situation. A lot of times I'll take the stage after being on the road for 4 days and I know it's not up to par, and it brings me a lot of anxiety. Wouldn't think you'd have a lot. All I have to worry about is my voice cracking or breaking a string. Those are the only thing, really two things I have to worry about, but they both, scare me half to death. That's going to happen. And then I'm going to have to use my charm in between to, which can either go really well or really badly.
Well, you're amongst friends here tonight, Cody. So let's hear another song. What do you say?
Yeah, you bet. Let's see here. Tried to come up with my 5 most requested song per Bill's request.
But to be clear, it's about the 5 most popular songs.
What's
the 5
that?
Most popular songs.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Okay. I think this is definitely...
Okay. I just want to clarify.
It
can be confusing for people, most requested versus
Totally.
Because the people who know you best get to request more songs.
Right.
And they're the oldest fans, so there's old songs.
The problem is now I'm going to look like a fake because this is a catchy song. I worked all week long so I could go down to the arena for the big country show. But when I stepped inside, I began to shed a tear when I saw a sign that read $13 beers. $13 beers, $13 beers. I'd love to hear some songs and maybe drown away my fears.
But I am just a poor boy, my money disappears, and I just can't get drunk on $13 beers. I made it to my seat, it was a third row from the back. I couldn't see a thing but a blurry cowboy hat. And all the folks behind me, they were screaming in my ear. They were getting drunk on $13 beers. Everybody, $13 beers, $13 beers. I'd love to hear some songs and maybe drown away my fears. But I am just a poor boy now, I can't see or hear. And I still can't get drunk on $13 beers.
I've pretty much accepted the fact that I'm gonna have to play this song for the rest of my life. That's how catchy it is, and how requested it is. And I'm cool with that. I'm gonna be 75 years old in Effingham at Moccasin Creek Festival, singing about $29 beers. Even though they still will have $3 beers. But I happen to know firsthand that this song is working, because we played a couple weeks ago in Indiana, and there was a beer truck, and the beers were only $5. And the guy running the beer truck loves this song and our band, so during this song, they were only $4. Because I am a man of the people. So the band and I proceeded to play a 38-minute version of $13 beers. Because I'm a man of the people. And I left after a song. I got out of there fast. Saw a guy on the corner in a tie-dye. So I asked, is there any place around here where they'll treat you right? Said some guy named Farmer's playing in Effingham tonight. We're gonna drink all Bill's beer. We'll drink all Bill's beer. I'll sing you some songs and we'll drown away your fears. This local scene is music to my ears. We'll listen and we'll drink up on all the Bill's beer. We'll dance in our chairs and drink up on all the Bill's beer. We'll sing along, we'll drink up, hey everybody, cheers. This is such a formal gathering. Cheers, cause we're not drinking $13 beers. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. It's good to see you here. Thank you.
I would like to take a moment just to talk about one of our local institutions that has been so supportive of POS Music Works and our efforts in bringing music to the area. Village Wine, right in downtown Effingham, right at the corner of Banker Street and Jefferson, and it's like the heart of downtown Effingham, Illinois. We have open mic there and have had open mic there for 9 years every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 10:30. We also have put on many shows featuring a lot of great artists like Robbie Foulkes, Mary Gaucher, Steve Poltz, Slade Cleaves, and many, many more. Oh, Chicago Farmer, who will be coming up on the guest list very soon. We want to say thanks to Robin and Boris there and Katina for keeping it real. We sure do appreciate the support. And if you've never been there, you can get an amazing selection of wines, whiskeys, all kinds of liquor, and a pretty good beer selection also. So check it out next time you come to Effingham. You can fill your entire bar up with great choices.
The Little Grassy Get Down returns to SIU's Touch of Nature in Mikanda, Illinois on October 6th through 8th, 2023, featuring performances by Vince Herman Band, the Woodbox Gang, Chicago Farmer and the Field Notes, the Bernie Sisters, Chain Station, and much more. The Get Down is a three-day family-friendly event on a beautiful campus in the Shawnee National Park. On-site lodging and camping available. For tickets and info, visit ton.siu.edu.
You want to play Indiana Line?
Sure.
I was surprised. I asked him for his five songs, and he did not include this song on it. When this song came out, and I had heard you play it already, but then I started playing the recording of it, and I took it to the local radio station, and I said you should play this song now before it becomes a hit everywhere else, and then you can say we led the charge.
Nice.
We made him a star, because it's but I mean, yeah. it is quite widely liked, because it's your number one. It's like 175,000 streams on
it's definitely Spotify. I like this one the most because I like it solo and I like it band. Some work either way, but this one just kind of can go back and forth, you know, easily. I don't know, I wrote it when I was literally in a standstill outside of Danville, which is in the song.
No, I know, and that's a great breakdown,
and it's not like, yeah, those are kind of the fun songs where you really don't have to get very creative.
Do you remember
you just write what you were doing and what happened, and you're like, oh, that does actually works.
Do you remember the line that you start? Was that the line that started the song? There's a standstill.
I think it was. Yeah, I mean, that's where it started. I really was in my Ford Mercury Grand Marquis, and you know, the floorboard sounded a lot like a thumping sound.
Right.
And I would thump on them whenever I would do that, and a lot of times I would play harmonica. And
this lamp has
I don't
nice
recommend
tone.
That to the kids playing. you get the holder, and then you keep both hands on the wheel. One of these things makes it a lot safer to drive and keep both hands on the wheel. But yeah, that one started with that breakdown, and kind of like the song "Everybody in This Town."
Yeah,
I kind of went back to that song because there's kind of like that was the first song where I really started using a lot of wordplay. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, I can say a line, and then the next line connects with it, and then the next line connects with that,
right?
And then the next line connects with that, and then the ending goes back to the beginning. And I remember the first time I did that, I was like, whoa. And I remember I wasn't like, this is good. I was just like, this is fun. I was like kind of, I had this like word revival. I was like, you know, because like words... your inspiration kind of comes and goes, and I started getting on this like wordplay thing, and I started really playing around with wordplay and tying things together, and that was when I was like, this
craft.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm inspired again. I'm gonna go back to do that.
Do you ever do this thing where you hear a song that you wrote or look at your lyrics or something and think, like, because you see like the wordplay that you didn't really think about when you were like singing the song for the last 5 months or 5 years, and you think, oh my God, I must have done that on purpose.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen? Like,
I think
like,
so. Yeah. Like,
it's there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's... yeah. Sometimes I'm like, why didn't I do this differently? But sometimes I'm like, that was a happy accident. Like or, Bob Ross. Let's make a little happy little accident.
Or maybe it happened on purpose and I just don't remember that.
Yeah.
That thought process now.
Yeah. Maybe it was an accident, or maybe I really am good at this. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, I love this song.
Yeah. Let's pick it up a little bit without getting too carried away here.
Well, come on, boys, I can see the light through the shadow of my doubt. I'll make a run at the sun tonight and be home before it's out. Pour some fuel on the fire, and I'll make good time. So meet me down at the Indiana line. Oh, meet me down at the Indiana line. Got a heavy thought, but my foot is soft, doing 30 through these towns. Yeah, I won't stop till I make the drop, and I turn this thing around. Well, I'll obey the hairline, I'll obey them signs. Just point me towards that Indiana line. Yeah, point me towards that Indiana line. Yep. Yeah. It's a make or break to the interstate. No way I could get caught. With a stack of bills and a holster fill, I'd do it in one shot. I'll be the king of the roadkill, two birds at one time. I'm a stone's throw from the Indiana line. I'm a stone's throw from the Indiana line. There's an overhaul in the left lane stall, a sheriff on my tail. I pray you pass, so I hit that gas and move on down the trail. So I won't be forgiven, they don't take too kind. Now I'm holding up that Indiana line. Well, holding up that Indiana line. There's a standstill, oh, in Danville. I'm falling way behind. There's a standstill, oh, in Danville. I'll be losing more than my mind. Come on, boys, they're flashing lights in the shadow of my doubt. Sun tonight, now my options out. Hope I make it back home to Illinois, the beating old refine. Yeah, this could be the Indiana line. Oh, this could be the Indiana line. Yeah, this must be the Indiana line.
That song has a desperate sound. It smells like desperation to me.
It was very, after that part, when I started piecing it together, there was this music festival that happened in Danville, Illinois, called the Phases of the Moon Festival.
It happened the same year as the first Moccasin Creek Festival,
right?
Or maybe the second one. But yeah,
but it only lasted like 1 year. Like
yeah, it rained like crazy, right?
Yeah, and there was a story about this guy who he owed some guys a lot of money, and his plan was to take a bunch of drugs to Phases of the Moon Festival. Wow. Instead of paying these guys off in increments, he's like, I'm just going to do one big blowout.
It's a great idea. It's a great
and
idea.
Pay it all off once. I'm just going to, yeah. And
what could go wrong?
Like that festival, it didn't quite go as he planned. And so I kind of tied in my standstill in Danville with that story, too, is kind of the way the song came about. So it didn't end very well for him. But
okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but yeah.
He was desperate, so if you got the desperation vibe,
that's what absolutely. It was. Yeah. Well, what do you have for us next, then?
Oh, let's see here.
You want to see the list?
No, I remember it. I'm just trying to think.
Well, here's the thing. We changed the list because I challenged him when he sent me the list. And I was like, I mean, I would have thought that song and Deer in the Sky would be on the list, but they were not. And so
I'm here for you guys. Whatever you want to hear, whatever you want to do.
But you should know that you can play whatever you want in the second set. You can play whatever you want.
Yeah. Awesome.
But so far, I have to say, my opinion is that people have been cheating a little bit when they make their list. They list songs that have not been recorded or released yet, and I think they're doing it, I'm not sure, because they just want to play those songs. I can totally relate to that. I mean, that's a natural thing, and that's part of the point of the guest list, is I'm trying to get people to think about, like, what are the most popular songs that you have and why, you know? And so so anyway, I challenged him on this earlier, and he changed and decided he wanted to include the Indiana line because
you asked me to.
Well, to be fair, it is the most streamed song
You're
on
right.
your Spotify account.
You can't argue with the facts, people.
You can.
I think, many do, but I think this is the most popular on TouchTunes, which means absolutely nothing. But
what is TouchTunes?
It's where you go to a small town bar and you.
Oh, yeah.
Put, I was going to say a dollar bill, but you take your phone and you make the electronic jukebox play a song.
Yeah. But you pay a dollar or something.
I think so. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Something like that.
But, I mean, hey, that's our sponsor. So, yeah. JJ Venture.
I think overall this one's probably one of the most popular and requested. We'll see what you think. Either way, I haven't played any bad harmonica yet, so.
This morning with the last night's blues, tied one on but I lost my shoes. Don't need a paper to know the news, think I just go uptown. Everybody there's throwing around my name, seems like I'm always catching that blame. It's just another one of them small town games, think I'm gonna lose this round. Everybody knows the kind of life that you're bound to lead, if it's wrong or right. Everybody knows all about your share of ups and downs. Everybody knows everybody in this town. Long top Molly in a mini dress, Saturday night she's a ballin' mess. Sunday morning she'll confess, everybody's listening now. Later on, about that same night, two grown men in a ballroom fight. Factory's going back on strike, everybody's talking now. Cause everybody knows the kind of life that you're bound to lead, if it's wrong or right. Everybody knows all about your share of ups and downs. Everybody knows everybody in this town. Everybody knows everybody in this town. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the kind of life that you're bound to lead, if it's wrong or right. Everybody knows all about your share of ups and downs. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody in this town. Everybody knows everybody in this town. Everybody knows. I woke up this morning with the last night's blues, tied one on but I lost my shoes. Now it's no secret me and Molly's news, everybody knows by now.
Thank you everybody.
Wow. Well, that's always been one of my favorites there.
Thank you.
Some really great visuals, and I feel it. Because I grew up in this small town.
Mm-hmm.
I left, I ran away, and then I came back. And it's a weird thing for me in this small town that, like, I see people, and I will talk to them for 5 minutes, and I'll say, I'm Bill Pasalacqua. And they'll say, oh, I know who you are. And I'm like, but I don't know who you are. Tell me your name.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's weird. But that's not, I mean, in this really small town, like Delavan, you might know everybody.
Yeah, I mean, my town is 1,700 people, and I haven't lived there in a long time, so I do go back, and every once in a while, I'll see, ooh, a new human. A human I've never met. And it's just like that small town mentality. It's like everybody flocks to that person to figure out what they're about or, you know, what they're into. And that's the way small towns are.
Well, we had a new human here for just a little while. Dana Anderson was the executive producer of the show when we started it, and he's no longer with us. I'm going to name this lamp Matilda, I think, to keep it with us. You know, Matilda was the name of Dana's RV that he had and drove around. And we love this lamp so much, and it's got a great tone when you kind of stomp your foot. You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that's the lamp, mm-hmm. and part of it, part of that sound. You know,
definitely.
So the snare part.
Yeah.
So we're going to name that. Anyway, we lost Dana, and he was a songwriter and very passionate about songwriting. He inspired a lot of people, and it was amazing the number of people who called me and who called Garrett, our sound technician and producer of the show, and expressed how profoundly affected they were by not just his death but his life. Like, mm-hmm. like they were already really excited about that, and they just had met him, you know. And so anyway, I'm sending this episode out to Dana, and we'll miss him very much.
I'm sorry for your loss. I know such a tight-knit community down here, which is one of the big reasons why I keep coming. And I wasn't close with him, but every time I talked to him, it was just memorable and musical and,
right,
you know,
lyrical for me, at least.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is the third time you've played on this property.
That's true, yeah.
But you've never played the same place twice, have you?
No, I have not.
You played in my house?
Yeah, quite a compound you have.
And you played in the really sort of creepy industrial space out back?
Yeah.
And now it's not creepy at all. It's a dog grooming company. And now you're playing here in the old Poss Farm and Fish Market.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
And it smells good when you walk in. Is the salon next door?
Yeah, it does smell like the salon, doesn't it, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you by the hair. So I lost my shoes. Tell me about that. What's that mean?
That was kind of the wordplay, like tied one on, lost my shoes.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was fun.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah.
But, you know, small town, there's, yeah, you walk down the street and you see things that fell out of people's trucks.
Sure.
Shoes, you know, anything else you might find. You would think that city streets are littered with things you wouldn't expect, but small towns can be too.
Absolutely.
Like you were saying, in your music community, a lot of different people inspire me. One person that inspired me is Edward David Anderson.
Sure.
And he's kind of like the Absolutely. Guy from my local community. And I feel like also down here, like, there's no competition, but there's camaraderie. And so Ed and I were playing every Wednesday night at a place called Six Strings.
I love that place.
And I was kind of more focused on the bar tab at that point in my career. And Ed's band had just broken up, and I think he had a family member pass away. And we played every Wednesday, and every Wednesday he came and brought, like, 5 new songs. And the thing with Ed was, like, he doesn't just crank out songs. He cranks out really good songs.
Yes,
and
he does.
So he was showing up every week with, like, 4 or 5 really new songs. He was playing banjo. He was playing mandolin. And I was like, this dude's making me look bad. Because I was, like, I was still playing my small town cop song. And he was, like, coming in with all these, like, really prolific songs. And like I said, it's never been a competition. But when you're around other musicians, I think they inspire you. They make you work harder. They give you a little kick in the ass. And because I was tired of him making me look bad, I like in the next month I wrote like the whole back and forth album.
Wow.
That was like has that song on it and $20 bill.
Yeah.
And it's as anybody, just anybody, but especially as a musician, it's really, I think it's special to be surrounded by other musicians or people who love music. It just really inspires you more than people who are selling out arenas or,
right,
you know, big.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I get just more and much as inspired by people down here writing songs. You know, I always keep an eye on everybody. You know, what are they up to? What are they doing? Oh, they just put out a video. Ah, Taylor Steele just made a cool album. I need to step up my game a little bit. I need to put out some songs. I need to make these songs better, you know, stuff like that.
So we should do a commercial because you're going to be at the little grassy get down.
Yes, October 6th.
October 6th and maybe the 7th and 8th. I don't know. Yeah. And yeah. Edward David Anderson will also be there.
Yes.
And Taylor Steele will also be there.
And the whole slew of
and Garrett Burris
folks
will all be there. But we also have Vince Herman Band.
Yeah, I just saw him.
So exciting.
I just saw him in Wisconsin.
Oh, was that right?
On Saturday.
Okay.
Leftover Salmon.
Was it
amazing?
Good?
Yeah, so good. So good. So good.
And the Woodbox Gang, and we have the Gruesomes. So I've never seen the Gruesomes, but Nate Graham assures me that it's worth seeing.
Oh yeah, a lot of good Southern Illinois folks at your festival too. It's
Chain
great.
Station, and
yep, yeah,
they're not Southern Illinois; they're Denver. But I'm, you know,
yeah.
All right, you got anything else you want to say on this podcast?
Thank y'all for having me. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks Pos Music Works and everybody involved. It's always a treat.
Our guest tonight is Chicago Farmer. He's a fantastic songwriter and performer. His name is Cody Dekoff, and you can check him out on Spotify. He's working on a new album, but it's not anywhere near done. So what do you recommend that they listen to, Cody?
I recommend you come to Little Grassy Get Down and hear all the good ones. Songs I didn't play tonight. We were talking earlier. I really like the song Umbrella that I wrote.
I think
it's pretty special
song
for these times. Yeah. We'll play that in the second set for all the VIPs who are here tonight. Sorry, everybody at home. Come to Effingham more often.
All right. So how are you going to wrap us up here?
What's that?
How are you going to wrap us up here?
I have no idea. That's my job.
Yeah, you got one song left.
Oh, I do? Yeah. I thought we did five.
I thought we did four.
It doesn't matter. I'm here. I'll sing five more.
No, there's two songs on here.
Okay.
It's awkward, but. So after he does this song, we're gonna do a short break, and the bar is open, and I've got things you've never even seen before back there. So I mean, I'm not trying to encourage anybody, but if you want a drink, I got it. The bathrooms are down the hall. And
you're right. Sorry, math has not been my forte over the years.
That's staying in the podcast for sure.
I do have one song. That I embellish numbers often, but I'm not that good with them. This is a song that I wrote for my grandparents, who are 101 and 95. And my grandpa just started getting old in the last year. He's 101. And I swear he did not seem old until like the last year or two. And he started not doing too well. So he went to a nursing home. And my grandma's 95 and in tip-top shape. And she did not need to go to the nursing home, but she decided she was going to the nursing home anyway because grandpa was there. And we always kind of deep down kind of knew that grandma was even cooler than grandpa, but that solidified it. And he is really cool, so for her to be even cooler is something else. But this is a song for them. I was down on the farm, you know, just tilling around. It's just me and Grandpa waiting on a familiar sound. Come 11:30, we'd both hear Grandma's voice saying it's time to eat, you'd better bring it in, boys.
Well, the food's out on the table and I's ready to take my place. She pulled me aside once while Grandpa was washing his face. Said, you won't need this now, boy. Oh, but someday you will. She said, keep this in your shoe. It was a $20 bill. Oh, now, Grandma, they don't make them like you anymore. Except for them young soldiers we send off to war. Seems you're always righting the wrongs of somebody else. Seems you're always fighting for somebody other than yourself. All that you've done now, all that you still do, well, I'll keep you in my heart. You're 20 in my shoe. I was up there in the city, you know, just killing my time. Yeah, the show got over early, so I was just blowing my mind. This man came up to me and he tried to ruin all my fun. He pushed me to the ground and then he pulled out a gun. Said, if you've no money, boy, this'll be the end of you. I said, hold on a minute, I got a 20 in my shoe. Well, he leaned in there real close and then he stared in disbelief. When I reached for that 20, you know I sized up that thief. But he never saw it coming. Oh, I took that man's life. 'Cause next to Grandma's 20, I keep Grandpa's knife. Grandma and Grandpa, they don't make them like you anymore. Except for them young soldiers we send off to war. Seems you're always right in the wrongs of somebody else. Seems you're always fighting for somebody other than yourself. All that you've done now, all that you still do, well, I'll keep you in my heart, your knife and 20 in my shoe.
All right. Well, thank you to Cody Dekoff, Chicago Farmer, for a great episode of The Guest List. He'll be at the Little Grassy Get Down this weekend as we record down at Touch of Nature in Makanda, Illinois, and the Winter Songwriter Retreat's coming up there here not too long from now.
That's right. February 29th, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Touch of Nature, we will have the Little Grassy Winter Songwriter Retreat returning there. We had such a great time last year. We've invited Trout Fishing in America to come back. We've also invited Hope Dunbar to come back. We're adding Terry Klein from Austin, Texas, and Karen Mall from Austin, Texas, and quite a few others. It's a great 4-day event. It's going to include a songwriter festival, so put that on your calendar now.
Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with all your friends. Coming up next time is National Park Radio.
Save the dates. POS Music Works NFP presents festivals, retreats, workshops, youth open mics, sing-alongs, and dances in downstate Illinois. The 2024 dates for the Little Grassy Winter Songwriter Retreat are February 29th, March 1st through 3rd. Discounted tickets for the Moccasin Creek Festival are on sale now, scheduled for June 20th through the 23rd in 2024. The most updated information can be found at www.posmusicworks.com.